You're listening to a podcast from cliftondiocese.com, the Catholic Church in the West of England, winner of 14 media awards in the past 4 years.
In all of these paintings of the seasons, one of the great achievements of Roquelaire is that it's almost as if we've just wandered into them. And so now we're standing in front of the fourth element, that of water. And of course, what do you find in water? Well, you find fish. And so it's as if we've just wandered into the fish market. Here is an extraordinary array of fish, some just being pulled out, some being already prepared, some cut. I'm not good at identifying fish, but it seems to me that there's a huge variety here. And the men and women who are preparing the fish, ready for sale, are looking at us. And they're inviting us to come in, look at this, touch these things. And indeed, you feel you can touch them. And what are you going to buy? So here we are, right, the viewer in all of these pictures is right at the center of the activity. As you look through that enormous amount of activity, there's another scene going on just beyond, out at sea. And it is, there's a storm, or it looks as if there's a storm. And what we see is fishermen pulling in their nets. And then we see this other figure. This is the figure of the risen Christ, who is calling to his disciples. You remember it's in John 21, calling to his disciples and telling them where to find the biggest catch. And so again, as you were saying, Christopher, suddenly, in the midst of our life, the gospel is present and made real.
And I think you've also got that figure of Peter. I'm presuming it's Peter, who's already jumped out of the boat while he's left the others to pull in the haul. He's reaching out now towards the Lord, the someone who he recognises as the risen Christ. And I think what Boucalaire's also done, I think when you look at the earthiness and the country sort of scene of the first one that we looked at and the flight into Egypt, and you come to this last one, what he's managed to do is make that very gentle association between the elements and a little cameo, a little scene, a little encounter with Christ from the Gospels. And, you know, again, what attracts me, I think, to this painting, I think, is almost the humility, the gentleness on their faces. They're not all young, they're not all pretty. There is a sort of a hodgepodge of everyday life there. There's even at the back a little man coming out of the cellars.
Yep.
I don't know whether he's looking out to make sure that nobody's looking at him coming out of the cellars because he's had a quick sort of snifter of whatever's in there, or whether he's just coming out because he's delivering. Doesn't matter. But I think that the one sort of little phrase from the Gospel passage from St. John, that, again, follow me, the invitation of the risen Christ, that in the ordinariness, the everydayness of our life, that's the one thing we need to do, is to keep our eyes fixed on Christ, because he is the one who gives us the abundance of his goodness. He is the one that gives us from the abundance of his beauty and his love. And all he invites us to do in keeping our eyes fixed on him is to follow him.
I think that's absolutely right, Christopher. But one of the things that looking at all of these pictures has done for me, it's made me very hungry, because certainly here's these fish being prepared, there's the meat being prepared. I just want now to go and celebrate. So shall we do that?
Let's do that.
Let Us Pod from cliftondiocese.com, reflecting the life of the Catholic Church in the West of England. Winner of 14 media awards in the past 4 years. CliftonDiocese.com, updated every day with your stories and your views. Make sure you're part of it. Email letuspod@cliftondiocese.com.